Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 6, we finished verses 6 through 12. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today in chapter 6, verses 13 through 21.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready as we get into 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting in verse 13, and we're going to start today and go right on through the rest of the chapter. Now we're looking at pastoral responsibility as this book is closing out, and I hope that you will follow along with us. Have pencil and paper ready. And by the way, I tell you to do that, and I like for you to have it ready each day to take notes, but also at the conclusion of a day's broadcast, you may want to write us, have a question, and you can get our web address to which you can email me, or our physical address to which you could just write me a letter and ask your question. And we like getting mail either way, and so you can just write us in one of those two methods, and we would really love to hear from you. And who knows, maybe there's something in a broadcast that you hear that, boy, right then it's with you and you write it down and then you can take care of it at the end of the broadcast. Also, you may hear a broadcast that you think, boy, I would like so-and-so to hear this. If you go to our website, www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. That's a little bit different than the one Mr. Banks gives you, but it's www.sermonaudio.com/. Now, that right slash is that line that leans, that vertical line that leans to the right that's underneath the question mark on the keyboard. And so put that right slash mark in, and then CENTRALBAPTIST. And that will take you to our website. And the reason I want to take you to that website is if you scroll down to Sermons by a Bible, you can click on the book of the Bible, and if we have sermons from that book, you can click on and find the passage that you want. Also, you can email these radio broadcasts to others, as well as some other sermon that we have on our website, because our Sunday sermons are on there as well. And you can email a sermon that you would want someone to hear. Some have emailed the plan of salvation from our website. Some have emailed prophecy-type sermons from our website and others. And so if you'll just click onto the sermon, and then when it comes up, it'll have a place there where it says to email, and you can just email it from there to whomever you would want to hear it. And so I would encourage you to do that, and it would be good to get the word going out to those who have needs, and we all definitely have spiritual needs. Well, if you have your Bible ready, a good King James Bible, I hope you're ready. You'll follow along with us, and again, we always use the King James. It's from the best manuscripts, so it's the right translation, and we use it because we do a lot of word studies, and sometimes in word studies, you have a Bible that doesn't even have the word in it. So we want you to make sure you have the right Bible, and it's a good King James Bible. Now, we've told you that 1 Timothy is a church manual. It is addressed to the pastor of the church, directing him in both the government, speaking of officers and standards of conduct, and secondly, the doctrine of the church, keeping it scriptural. Now, we see throughout a stand to keep the church scriptural because there would be an attempt by Satan to affect the people. to bring in that which is carnal and turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. As you know, Jude 4 says there would be those in these last days that would seek to creep into the church and turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. Lasciviousness means no restraints. Anything goes. There's no rules. Just exercise the flesh. And so a lot of people that are down on standards in a church, when people dress right, they talk right, they look right, and they get down on those things. They don't smoke, they don't drink, they don't go to the movies, and we get down on those things. But just understand, Jude 4 said that you would do that in the last days, and that was in a negative fashion, by the way, when it says it's turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. This then keeps the local church from viewing God's commandments and holiness as intrusions upon their life that restricts the things in which we find pleasure, that which satisfies the flesh. Do you realize, my friend, if we think temporally, we will live temporally. Our faith becomes a religion and a dead externalism, propped up with entertainment to hide the deadness of a personal, intimate relationship with God. Now, the very purpose for our existence, whether you know it or not, is to bring honor and glory to Christ Jesus, our Lord, Creator, and Savior. And so, as a Christian, I must ask myself, do my thoughts, words, and actions center around my own feelings, my own desires, or are they for the glory of God? Every Christian needs to deal with those questions. Now, as we go to our text, let's see in regard to the charge of God to the pastor for the local church in verses 13 and 14. There we read, 1 Timothy 6:13, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate, witness a good confession. Thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, a charge in the sight of God is a serious matter. In James chapter 3, verse 1, it says, my brethren, be not many masters, speaking of teachers, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. So when there is a charge in the sight of God for a pastor, it's a serious thing. They have a greater responsibility before the judgment seat of Christ. Of whom much is committed to him, the much more is expected. And in order that the seriousness is understood, verse 13 tells us a little bit about God. He says, of God, who quickeneth all things. So, I give the charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things. The usual Greek word for quickeneth means to make alive. But the Greek word here has a little different spelling, although it has the same root. The idea here is not only makes alive, but the different spelling carries the idea of preserves alive. Now, it's not enough to make alive if you can't preserve it. Well, God preserves. In the late 1960s, I worked for Sears and Roebuck. We had products that had the Sears brand name on it. And if it did, then we stood behind it. However, if it said Sears Best, then it was a good idea to buy it if you needed it, because it was the highest quality. It would last. They stood behind it because their name was involved. Jesus Christ preserves us alive forevermore because his great name is involved. That's why we read in John 10, 28 and 29, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. You see, His name stands behind this promise. He preserves us alive. When He saves a man's soul, it is an everlasting salvation. So He says, there that He quickens all things. And then He goes on to say here in verse 13, and before Christ Jesus. Now, and before is italicized, meaning the translators supplied the words to hopefully help us understand it. Well, what is it He's trying to help us understand? Well, they're wanting you to understand is in the sight of God is referring to the deity of Christ. And so the word and coming in there, and Christ Jesus speaks of His humanity. So now we're looking at Jesus Christ in both His humanity and His deity. He quickeneth all things, and yet He became a man for you and me. It is then a picture of Jesus Christ as the God-man. You see, He's not 50% God and 50% man. He was 100% God. He was 100% man. God gave Him a human spirit. He had a human spirit as well as His God spirit. So the rest of verse says of Jesus Christ, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. Now, Jesus Christ and His humanity proved to us our human capability to do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. So now we see why the humanity of Christ is mentioned in this solemn charge before God for the pastor. Because Timothy is to emulate his humanity as a preacher of the word and a pastor of the local church. And this is true for anyone who is a pastor of the local church. He is to exhibit a moral courage by the assurance that he is in the hands of the one who makes alive and preserves them forevermore. It is reported that Timothy died a martyr's death. Don't you think that this may be a bit of one of the scriptures that sustained him in that? You see, understood truth transforms our life. Timothy understood that, hey, Jesus Christ was Almighty God. And He became fully human. Fully human and fully God, just so that He could save my soul. He fully understands me. And so what I go through in this life, He's going through it with me. I have nothing to fear. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.